Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
That was definitely part of the
equation.
He's a
much better receiver than what he showed at Tulsa.
Going back to drafted guys, the Chiefs' first pick, Xavier Worthy. We know they trade up with Buffalo. They draft the wide receiver out of Texas, the fastest man ever at the combine. We joked earlier about comparing him to some other wide receivers, and you know the plan maybe to get him to bulk up a little bit from 160 to 175 or 180 at some point in a Chiefs uniform to help hopefully with longevity and what he can be in the physical NFL. Colin Coward was talking about the Chiefs pick, and we know we had our fun on Friday discussing, hey, Buffalo, why is Buffalo trading with the Chiefs? Like, is that, the track record has not been good for the Buffalo Bills. And then you have Colin Coward on Friday.
Two of the best teams in the NFL, Kansas City and San Francisco, like really well-run teams, have both struggled to draft wide receivers. Why? Because drafting wide receivers is hard. Over the last 20 years, there have been more misses on wide receivers than any other position. 73% of first-round receivers miss. So why is the world guaranteeing me that Kansas City just won the Super Bowl because they took a 160-pound track guy at wide receiver?
So the hit rate, we discussed that on Thursday, that the hit rate at wide receivers is not good in the NFL in terms of getting second contracts. But as far as Xavier Worthy, the reason why people are talking about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl is because they've already won back-to-back. It has nothing to do with Xavier Worthy, whether he turns it. They've won back. That's why. And they won back-to-back without having Xavier Worthy, without having a wide receiver core last year.
It's also uninformed when you talk about him having no luck. They did draft the number two receiver out of all rookie wide receivers in catches and yards. Yeah, Rasheed Rice finished behind Puka, which I'm not giving the Rams credit because he was the Rams' third fifth-round selection. But the Chiefs did hit on Rasheed Rice because he had more catches and yards than any other rookie wide receiver besides Puka.
You could also make the case that, you know, fans could be comfortable saying that after they got Hollywood Brown. It's like, look, they upgraded wide receiver before the draft anyways, where fans could say, you know,
it's
yeah, we're going to win it again.
It's definitely a better room. I mean, I told you on Friday, Xavier Worthy pick, I view him as the Hollywood Brown replacement in a year when Hollywood Brown hopefully has a great year in Kansas City, gets a huge deal. And if that happens, I don't believe that huge deal will come from Kansas City. And so hopefully Xavier Worthy is someone that gets in the system for a year. I'm not saying he's not going to have an impact. We were trying to guess yardage already for Xavier Worthy this year. I think he's going to have an impact, but he potentially fits what you're asking Hollywood Brown to do this year. And can he slide into the Hollywood Brown role in 2025? I think that would be an ideal scenario. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, no, I do. I think he could step up there and he's going to get, I mean, right now it's, you know, being returner as well. Cause he does led the nation in punt return yardage. Did Xavier Worthy, but he'll get some playing time. Obviously if Rice has to miss games, then he's going to get a lot more. And maybe you'll see that dissipate kind of like when Tyreek Hill was all about returning. And then all of a sudden, you know, he started using him more and more as a wide receiver, and that started to go back for Tyreek Hill. But he's more than that. If you watch his film, he plays a lot more physical than his size. He was sitting there waiting on the ball a lot from Quinn Ewers. It'll be interesting to see what he says. Almost had two 1,000-yard years at Texas, 28 touchdowns at Texas in 3 years, including throwing one and returning one. So he has that return touchdown as well. But he runs everything. This is a far more productive wide receiver, and I hate when I keep seeing the Mecole Hardman references or John Ross when it comes to Xavier Worthy and the speed.
Yeah.
I'll just look at this. What college receivers were number 1, 2, and 3 in yardage the last 3 years? How about Romo Odunze, Malik Nabers, Xavier Worthy? So he's a top three receiver as far as yards the last 3 years. Can't say that about Mecole Hardman. Can't say that about John Ross. You can say that about Xavier Worthy being on a team that made the playoffs. Those two guys went in the top 10. So it's him and then Worthy. Those Malik Nabers and Romo Odunze and Worthy, you're on that list. You were a productive wide receiver in college.
Look, he got drafted where he got drafted because there's still concerns. I mean, there's concerns that we can pick apart any guy that was drafted.
Yeah, 190 and 6 foot, he's top 10.
Right. And so if you're asking, like, the number one concern you would have about the Xavier Worthy pick, it's just the fact that he's 5'11", 160. I think it's a very fair criticism. But also, I think we have seen guys in the league before put on 10 pounds, put on 15 pounds, and that's something the Chiefs, like, from day one on Friday, or Thursday night, I guess, they acknowledged that they would like him to put on some weight, because I think from an injury, like, you're talking about a 17-game schedule, but in Kansas City, it's a 20-game schedule, right? 21-game schedule because of the postseason success. So that's a lot of hits on a guy in the NFL, not college, in the NFL, that's only a 160. That's why he needs to put on weight. But if he puts on weight, sure, I actually think he'll be durable enough. And then after that, yeah, we'll see if he can progress, yeah, as a route runner. But the John Ross thing is always funny to me because that guy got hurt running the 40-yard dash.
And he's actually making the comeback, John Ross, trying with the Eagles or putting him
he
in their rookie
mission.
He quit
on the Chiefs last year.
But like 8-1-6 here. But before drafting Rice, we also drafted Sky Moore, so the miss rate. But here's the thing. The Chiefs only threw one dart at a receiver for Sky Moore. They threw one dart for Rashee Rice. So, yeah, you're not going to hit. The rest of the league misses all the time. So you're not going to hit everything when you're not making it concentrated. It's not like all those defensive backs. 7 out of 10 picks were defensive guys 2 years ago. 5 of 7 last year. They have that one chance at a receiver. They're throwing that one dart. So, yeah, your miss rate's going to be higher, but you did hit on Rashee Rice. So I don't think that's fair when you throw Sky Moore in here because you're not taking multiple chances. So if you have one guy that fails, it looks like the whole draft failed as far as getting a skill position. It was nice. This is the first time in the Mahomes era the Chiefs have drafted somebody in the top 50 picks that's an offensive skill position. The other one was Clyde. This is only the second player they've selected in the top 50 picks that was offensive skill. So we'll see which direction they go. But he is better. But again, this text line was full of this crap when they drafted Mahomes. I sat in here, did the draft show.
Yeah, you wanted Deshaun Watson.
He didn't want. No, I didn't. I wanted Pat Mahomes. It was the first article on the new 610 website. But the bottom line is set here. Oh, he didn't win at Texas Tech. Oh, he's a gimmick player. This is what this text line was. So a lot of stuff we're seeing on Worthy, it reminds me of Mahomes, because text line did not like Mahomes when they drafted him. They wanted Deshaun Watson. They could sit here and like Mahomes all they want now. They did not like him when they drafted him.
Yeah, that's fans. Just
I'm just saying
fans,
it was
right?
fair. I'm just calling it like it was because that's how it was.
I got you. Look, for Worthy, there are concerns there, but I also think there's reasons to be super excited about what this kid potentially could be with Andy Reid, with Patrick Mahomes, and how they're going to utilize
him. And he diagrammed all the plays for what the linemen are doing, everything. That blew Andy Reid away at the combine. Here's the one thing. Do you trust yourself more in player evaluation or a team that's won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years? Which sure. one do you trust more, you or them?
Right. No, I think when you think about the track record at wide receiver that people bring up, as you were kind of laying out about where this pick was compared, one, they did hit on Rashee Rice last year in the second round, but this regime, they haven't drafted a wide receiver at this spot, right? I mean,
don't give me Cornell Powell and all that.
Somebody nationally was laying out those. Someone brought up Cornell Powell and then like the Smith kid that they drafted like the 7th round. I'm like, okay.
They haven't had a concentrated effort to get a receiver.
Correct. And this is exciting. He went 28 because there's still questions. Otherwise, as you said, Banky would have been the second or first wide receiver off the board. So, and like, there's still questions about Romo Odunze even, and we all think he's going to be a stud in this league.
The Terrell Owens comparisons with him.
But I think the goal should be if Xavier Worthy this year can be a 500 to 600 yard guy with a couple of touchdowns, learns the system, fills in if Rice misses, maybe the numbers are higher if Rice misses time.
Has some nice punt returns.
A year from now, makes it easier when you may not be able to afford Hollywood Brown. Because if all goes well for Brown, he's going to get a huge payday.
We've all said that, and Veach said the same thing. Basically, remember his press conference, the pre-draft press conference, he basically said Hollywood Brown for 1 year. Remember, he mm-hmm. made that comment.
I mean, you can just see where the money is, where the money is headed for that market next offseason. And if Hollywood Brown is a 1,000-yard receiver in Kansas City, he's getting a 3 or 4 year deal for big time money that I don't think the Chiefs will have. That's why you draft Worthy. To me, we'll be sitting here in March of next year, hopefully after a three-peat. But Xavier Worthy, you kind of slot him into the Hollywood Brown role. And then we'll probably still be talking about, hey, you know what? They need to draft a wide receiver again. And that's what they, you know, like next year, there's a very good chance because under contract, they will have Worthy, Sky Moore, and Rashee Rice. Basically, under contract next year, wide receiver.
And
heading
the return
into March.
Game's going to be a bigger deal in the NFL this year. You're getting that.
So that's only three. So there's a very good chance in the first, second round next year we're going to be talking about drafting a wide receiver again.
Because they're still not complete. I mean, I know Hollywood Brown's here, but if you're going to miss Rice, does that mean more time for Justin Watson? I still think at this time they're going to be running a lot of 2 and 3 tight end sets. It's still not 100% complete. It's probably not as complete as you wanted it. Like Drew said, you didn't just got one in the draft once again. So it may not be as complete. You're going to have to rely on other guys on this roster.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.